Do not attempt to adjust your programming. You are now listening to B-Movies and Beyond.
Pew, pew!
Did you throw that in?
Pew, pew, pew! Pew, pew! Pew, 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 pew!
Yeah!
Pew, pew!
I don't have rhythm, so I can't join in on that.
That was the best I ever done.
Can you isolate that? Pew, pew, pew!
Maybe, probably. With this new mixer, the possibilities are endless. We'll see.
Hopefully they never end.
Yeah. But welcome in, everyone, to B-Movies and Beyond. This is episode...
252!
252?
I can't believe we've survived this long.
Yeah, I thought we were done after 250. And we have two more episodes after that. Technically, we've done three episodes in between that time.
Yeah, we lost one.
That's the lost tapes.
Yeah, one day, maybe it'll show up somewhere.
When we're on TV and we're super famous and we are hanging out with Olivia Munn, then I'll release them.
Contain yourself.
I hope we didn't say anything bad on that episode. It could be our downcoming.
Our downcoming?
Yeah.
Downfall, don't you
downfall,
mean?
Downfall, that's it.
Downcoming.
I like downcoming.
Another way to rephrase that.
Where do you put that in notes? Oh, here we go.
Downcoming?
Coming.
You know, anywhere you feel it's appropriate. But welcome in. It is Peter. That's me. It is Evan.
Hello.
That's him.
I'm Ryan.
That's Ryan. That's him.
I like looking at you guys.
Yes. Hello, listeners and viewers.
Hello, world.
You can find us on YouTube. Probably the easiest way. I mean, you can do search on YouTube, B-Movies and Beyond. Type it all out. Not one word, obviously. Come on, guys.
We don't have time for space because we love you.
You know.
And we do have time for spaces.
No, we don't.
There's a lot of space going on. Yeah, don't confuse us with Leonard Nimoy.
And you'll see our logo there, B-Movies and Beyond. And you can just click it. Click that subscribe and the bell so you get notified when new shit comes out. Because you never know when it might be coming out because I don't know when it's coming out.
You release a lot of content. Did you know that?
Randomly.
I like it because...
Did you click the bell?
I clicked the bell.
Wow. I'm glad you did. Thank you.
I wonder who's more surprised, you or Peter, when something goes up. Because I think it's actually Peter. He's like, oh, shit, I remember to do this.
Well, no, I look at my YouTube app, and I'm like, why the fuck do I have 522 notifications? And I look, and I'm like, it's like B-Movies and Beyond.
Yeah, it's my podcast.
It's my podcast. Now I just got to click real quickly to get rid of all those notifications.
If you might notice, though, sometimes I forget to put some stuff because, like, trailers and news, I'm like, oh, man, that's way too late. I'm not going to put it out anymore. I missed the episode.
And, you know,
if you wait too long, it'll just be historical facts.
I mean, instantly, right? I mean, it's a week late. It's facts.
Exactly. Yeah.
Someone might want to. What happened last week?
Sometimes I do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I miss from week to week. So, yeah, it's a good, thank
and sometimes
you,
no shit happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes nothing happens at all. It's dumb. Stupid week. No newts, but not this week.
No newts?
We got tons of stuff. We got lots of trailers to go through, news to go through. I got some second opinions on some movies that...
I have more images to find on Google.
Oh, yeah, so many. But I got to recap or second opinion some of Ryan's reviews.
Wait, are you spoiling this episode?
I'm just giving you, I'm teasing people. Give them a little tease.
It's that little hook.
Of what's coming.
Peter tease.
That's not going to be a t-shirt. No.
I want that for myself.
Apparently, it's just a bunch of weirdly drawn characters with big feet.
That's a tease.
Oh, God. I don't even know.
Put it up there. I mean, and follow us on Instagram. I put all of the things that Ryan searches for throughout the episode, which it's pretty interesting. And
it's disturbing. Yeah, sometimes.
I always find it interesting which picture to start off with. Like this last time, it was this weird sexual picture of Candyman.
Tony Todd.
Yeah, Tony Todd.
Drawn.
Candyman.
Someone drew this.
Very, very sexual.
Very detailed.
Very talented.
Yeah.
And that was...
Whoever the artist is.
Yeah, we applaud you.
Yeah.
But I started off the...
Let me do the applaud one.
The pictures with that.
Oh, that's a boo.
Wrong one. We don't boo you.
Sorry. That sucks.
You haven't been practicing, sir.
I hate it when you're drunk.
Already?
Already.
Jeez. Oh. Well, all right, guys. I actually have a question for both of you.
We have said we got to open that shit up.
I know. That's why I said I have a question.
Oh, thanks for waiting.
What? How? Why? I have so many questions!
All right. So this question, it's actually kind of like a little bit of a two-parter, but...
That doesn't make it very quick.
I know, but I mean, nothing's quick with us.
Except for your wrestling finishing move.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The disappointment.
It's true. Story of my life. But oh well. But okay, what is your guys' favorite movie mistake? And did it actually break your enjoyment of the film or add to it?
Oh, see, that's not on the... Oh, it did.
Ooh, yeah, he did. Added to it with our knowledge.
I'm sneaky.
That's why I was like, it's two-parter. I was like, I don't remember that in the notes. Evan's very sneaky. He just slips it in.
I'm sorry.
Evan's, as the tennis player said, he's good from behind.
I am.
Did you guys see that YouTube video? I don't know why I trust myself pouring a beer over
$3,000
laptop.
Jeez.
I live dangerously.
Oh, I don't even...
Well, you got a bag of rice somewhere, I'm sure.
That no, always... charcoal.
Oh, charcoal.
Charcoal's
oh,
yeah. a thing?
Actually, charcoal works the same way as rice. Huh.
Interesting. Anyway. But anyway, answer the question.
Okay, fine, Evan. Jeez. You know, I was thinking about this, and I had a hard time. And
yeah?
Then
How long were you thinking about it?
Very long time. And then I had to go through some web pages to find some to refresh my memory. And then it hit me. Well, I found it on the website. It's the Star Wars from A New Hope, and the stormtrooper hits his head.
Oh, yes. That's a classic one.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. I always remember that. And I just... It's weird. Like, that's like one. It's like kind of subtle, but it definitely stands out, and it's in the film. I don't think it takes away from it. But then I actually started thinking about like, weren't all those like all the stormtroopers are supposed to be clones, so they should all be the same height. So all of them should have hit their head, right? Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah. What? So now yeah. much later in life.
Wait.
No, New Hope is a little bit later. They were not
clones.
Okay.
Yeah.
They. Fought all the clones, and they did other things.
There was a war called the Clone War.
What?
And it got rid of all the clones.
And there was an attack?
An attack of the clones. Mm. Yeah. So those stormtroopers are dumb, and that's why they can't shoot.
The non-clone ones. Because they were
all
just,
of them, really.
Weren't they, like, stealing people? Like, wasn't, like, the, in Force Awakens, like, Finn was, like, stolen as a kid and never taught to shoot.
Have you ever put a stormtrooper helmet on?
Yeah, yours.
Yeah. Can you see out of that?
So hard to shoot.
Can you breathe out of that?
You know what? I want to go. Oh, that's even harder.
Can you drink a beer out of that?
No. Well, with a straw.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
You find a way.
the important things.
It would be kind of fun. We should go and like, we should take that stormtrooper helmet and go shoot some guns. And see how good we are.
Pusty!
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. But that's mine. That's mine. I that's the one that I can think of and remember after looking it up.
Now, did it add to the movie
or take away?
No, I mean, I don't think it added or I mean, it's an enjoyable thing to remember each time I see it. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Now, did you notice it the first time? Because honestly, I didn't until someone pointed it out to me. But now I can never unsee it.
I think I saw it, but again, I didn't pay much attention to it because it didn't take away from the story. It's just like, oh, it was so quick. I'm like, eh, whatever. So,
oh, shit.
Are you next, Ev, or me?
That's you.
Oh, all right. We're going in order.
Yeah, it's my question.
I'm going to say anything and everything that you could find in the Fast and the Furious. And the one that I will point out the most is Jesse's Jetta does not have brakes. He's driving a fucking car around, and it does not have brake calipers. How's he going to stop this car?
Hey, he's going to Flintstones it.
Yeah, yeah, his feet.
That just changed the entire movie series for me. That's why they're always flying off cliffs and stuff and just, like, winging it.
But they have grappling hooks, right?
Yeah, exactly. They don't need brakes. They need to have grappling hooks. Oh, man. I got to watch the entire series all over again.
Wait, how do you know there wasn't the brake parts?
Because it's very visible when he's drag racing at Street Wars.
Yeah.
There's no brake calipers.
Huh. Oh, yeah, because you can see it through the wheel. The wheel. Okay. Yeah.
And then the other thing is the shifting. There's plenty of cars in Fast and Furious where you know they're automatic. Why? Nissan GTR is an automatic, and Paul Walker is shifting it from manual to automatic. And he's not doing anything.
Like with the paddles?
No, on the shift lever. So I've had one of these cars. You put it in a drive, and if you tap it to the right, it goes manual. If you tap it to the right, it goes automatic. You can paddle shift on the wheel, but the camera, when he's driving it in Fast and Four Furious, or I don't know.
Probably not eight.
Probably not eight. He's not in that one. I don't know why. But he keeps on, they just keep on showing him tapping that shift lever. He's not doing anything. He's actually doing a disservice to him street racing right now.
You know, it probably wasn't even him. Like, it was, this is like B footage. It's probably some, like, his stunt double or something. Like, hey, we just need some quick cuts. And, like,
Paul's like,
because
I ain't going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Well, you know, but
he's like a real driver.
Yeah, exactly. He would know, like, this is wrong, and he would do it the right way if he was the one doing that. So, yeah, it's probably just some random guy. Like, no, just flick it a little bit.
Just flick it. flick it.
So you're saying when, like, actors start typing, they're not actually typing all that code?
Oh, I love
it's not movie magic, or they're actually playing the piano?
Oh, dude, hackers, or not hackers, Swordfish. Hugh Jackman, like, you have 30 seconds to hack in there, and he's just...
And get your dick sucked.
Yeah, well...
I do love when you do see him, like, oh, when you go to the computer.
He's like, exactly. Is that there? Oh, yeah.
It cracks me.
Yeah, see, Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious ruins it for me because... mostly because I actually understand how the mechanics of a vehicle work, and that ruins it for me.
Okay.
But mostly, I mean, the other one is like them driving backwards. Like, dude, too fast, too furious. He throws the fucking car in reverse, and he's going 90 miles an hour in reverse. They're not geared that way. They cannot do that.
Yeah. Now, are these like? I feel like this is almost like getting into like the movie trope things, you know, that we're talking about. Like you're on an airplane, and like it's super quiet. You know, it's like that kind of stuff. Like, I don't know, what are you expecting when people are supposed to pretend to be typing, like, or to drive a fast car, you know, when they're not really driving a fast car?
Well, it's just whatever takes you out of it.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Well, now you need to rephrase your question, Evan, because this is totally different.
Oh, it's not, because it's breaking your enjoyment of the film, taking you out of it.
The head hit didn't break my enjoyment of the film.
I know, that's why I said, did it. So guess what? You could ask either, or you could answer either yes or no.
No.
Exactly. So you passed the test. Star Wars enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, some of them.
Oh my God. Fair enough.
There's like three cars that don't have brake calipers. Why did they not put them on there? They're close-up shots. Because
it slowed them down.
I'm curious about that. I mean, why would they have that? I mean, does that mean like some other type of vehicle's pushing them in? It's like someone's just rolling them in? Like, why would you not have that?
Yeah. It's a simple thing. They could have put shitty brakes on it and it would have been fine.
Where's James Wan? Let's talk to him.
He's making Saw 1-5.
Yeah. Saw
1-5. 1-5. I didn't mean to say it like that, James. I'm sorry.
1-5.
Please don't cancel me.
Or you know, it could be 15. Right? They're about up to 15, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. They took it away from him, so he had to make another series. Chris Rock owns it now. Apparently there's a mistake in that one where he puts his hand in something and then he pulls his hand out and there's a glove on his hand.
Oh, nice. There's a lot of stuff. Like, I noticed that a lot with, like, especially with, like, stunts, you'll often see, you know, maybe, like, some, like, a crash pad. Like, you know, that's something that I often see, you know, when someone's, like, falling, like, especially in older movies, like, they just don't have the budget to kind of get rid of, like, it's good enough. Yeah.
Or the little launch thing, you always see it when someone gets thrown from an explosion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but now, I gotta say, mine, besides the Game of Thrones coffee cup scene.
Yeah. There was so many of these. I didn't even know. There's so many, like, water bottles, like, chargers all in these scenes. Mm-hmm. And it all seemed like it happened, like, in the last season, too. Like, they just did not care.
I mean, well, it's amazing because it's, like, a lot of people just miss that stuff. Like, Pirates of the Caribbean, there's a guy on a cowboy with a cowboy hat on their ship at one point, and he's just some lighting guy. But it doesn't compare to Broom Man from Quantum of Solace.
Oh, I saw that one.
That is my all-time favorite.
Wait, that's in Mandalorian, too.
Well, you see this in a lot of films, actually, because it's so loud. Like, these extras are supposed to be performing a task. And so you have a guy that's supposed to be, like, sweeping the street, but he can't actually put the broom onto the ground.
I know, but I love that. And, oh, my God, it breaks it for me every time. But it's so great. I got to love it.
It is great. And you know what I started doing, though, is I do it in all movies now where I'm watching extras just to see what they're doing, because it happens a lot where like they just do weird shit because like they're probably on like take 50, you know, and like, oh, what did I do last time, you know, and like, or like, you know, hey, you actually try to be like a real sweeper and they're like, no, you're making too much noise, and so you're like, all right, I gotta get really away from it and still make the motion. Like,
oh yeah, well, there's another one, I think it's in a old classic Alfred Hitchcock movie or something. It's amazing because it's just right before the big twist. You see a little kid in the background cover his ears because he knows there's going to be a gunshot.
Oh.
And it's all like, but no one else does. And it's like, that's kind of awesome that that actually happened.
Yeah.
My other favorite one, sorry, Broom Man, I just looked it up. That's hilarious. Pants Guy from Mandalorian. Like, there's a pivotal scene with... not the reading rainbow guy, but the other guy.
Uh-huh. Carl.
Carl. Weathers. Carl Weathers, yeah. I'm sorry. Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
Gina not Carano.
Reading rainbow.
And then Space Cowboy. But in the corner, there's just an extra with like his watch, his gray shirt, and his pants. Even went to as far as fans making an action figure of Broom Man or Jeans Guy. They called him Jeans Guy.
Oh, this is gonna, it showed up in the back. Didn't like they take that episode and like they CGI'd him out? They fixed it later on.
Yeah, they fixed it later on to get rid of it. But there's and then like even the toys were giving him like a funny like Star Wars type of name where like it was Jeans Guy was spelled funny, you know. So. Jeans Guy is my other favorite one. The one I was going to say as well, I know I'm elongating this question, but Ninja Turtles. There was a lot of like off-camera scenes, and like you only saw them in later versions because they went to more of a widescreen format, but you saw the corners of the set and the boom mic and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I just love going down that little rabbit hole of movie mistakes.
There was no rabbit holes in Ninja Turtles.
Oh, there was. Oh, wait, Ninja Bunny.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Yusaki Yojimbo?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Ninja Bunny. That's all I know.
I like it.
All right. Samurai.
Good question,
hey,
Evan.
He's not on my arm.
You better get that added.
Good luck.
Get into our trailers.
Here are some exciting coming attractions from Movies and Beyond.
I love how like it goes into one ear only and it confuses me.
That's why I have the fancy headphones.
Yeah, so it shuts it off.
But isn't like I thought just like, the B Movies and Beyond is just in like the right or no left ear. Wait, what?
Go like this.
Oh yeah, left. Yep. I put my hands out, and I know what one's left. But that's cool. Thank you, Aaron, for making that.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Jeez, right in the microphone?
Well,
God,
rude.
You're drunk.
This isn't my normal mic, so I can do whatever I want with it.
Oh, that
what
hurts.
What does that mean?
I hate it when you're drunk.
Yes, that's what my point was.
Speaking of being drunk, can I have another beer? Yeah. Thank you. Oh, wait. We got a...
Absolutely, yeah.
We got a few trailers... we're gonna talk about two on the podcast.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
I'm not. You can find the rest onto YouTube.
Oh my god,
all these celebrities just jumping in on our podcast. The first one is Scream, and first thing I want to say about this is the fact I don't like when they are reusing the same titles because it's going to get confusing because, like, especially Halloween, there's like three different Halloweens. I'm like, oh yeah, Halloween, did you see it? And they're like, which one? Or they say, yeah. And then we start talking about it and like, we're talking about totally different films.
Well, then you have to like make your own judgment calls with it and be like, hey, no, have you seen the Wes Craven Scream? Or have you seen the blah, blah Scream? I don't know who's directing this next one. So
this one is saw the trailer. Wes Craven. Oh, no. Wait, wait, he's dead, right?
Yes. Yeah. Wes Craven passed away.
Yes.
He died in August 30th of 2015.
Yeah, but I am super excited for this movie.
It looks good, right?
It does. I'm actually impressed they actually got the cast. I was like, holy crap, I remember these people from my teenage years.
Yeah, they even have, not Rachel, but the other one.
Courtney Cox.
What's her real name?
Monica.
Monica. They have Monica in this one.
Yeah, and they're all looking old.
Like, they're old.
That's what happens when years passed. I mean, when did the first one come out? When we were in high school? That's at least 20 years.
96?
You were in high school in 96?
Yes. It was a long, arduous journey, but I made it out.
I certainly was not in high school in 1996.
I wasn't.
I think I was just getting into middle school.
When did Scream come out?
1996.
I don't believe you.
Yes.
I just made that up.
That was, I thought that was Jurassic Park time.
It was.
I mean, it was a year later.
It was a couple of years later, too. God, you guys are terrible at time. Okay, so.
Yeah, 96. Wow, good for me.
This I like this because professional wrestler David Arquette's in it. And
wait, so the other ones, because he wasn't professional yet, you not as high and up with that those films?
Professional wrestler David Arquette.
Okay, it's better. This the man, better Arquette.
This
the professional wrestler.
This man evolved. Had his throat slit open in the middle of a match and had to run away from it. Just so you know.
You got to run away from your injuries.
Well, yeah, it stopped the match and everybody's like, all right, it's part of the lore. But no, you know what? He was just practicing from Scream when he was just regular Arquette.
Yes. Wait, did he die? I'll be honest. I have not seen all the Screams. Like, I don't even know how this is still going.
Obviously, he's not dead. He's in this one.
Dude. Jamie Lee Curtis' character in Halloween has died multiple times, and she's in a lot of different Halloween films.
That's because she identifies as an alien.
Not true. Not true. No, she quit, and then...
She identified as quit.
Fucking destroyed the canon, and then she came back.
She came back in Resurrection and H2O, and I don't even know how that works.
Dude, that's what I'm going to call...
She was alive in H2O. She lived through H2O.
She played the same character, though.
Yes.
But she
died. And then she died in Resurrection.
But she died in Halloween 2, didn't she?
Halloween 2? I don't think so, no.
I think she died in one of those.
No, she only died in one.
She's died.
One film.
When did she die? You're saying she died in Resurrection?
I think Resurrection, yeah. Or H2O, whatever's
Dude,
the latest one.
I swear she died.
You know what? We have this internet thing. I wish would look it up.
No, this is better. Just
yeah, this is
I
better.
Thought she got pushed out a window from like the hospital like in either like, Halloween 2 or 3. Or, no, 3 was the witch one. Maybe it was 4. I feel like she died early on. And it doesn't make sense that she was back.
No one can kill Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis died in Halloween 4, The Return of Michelle Michaels.
Booyah.
Michelle Michaels?
Michael Michelle's.
She didn't die.
All right.
No, it says Laurie is revealed to have died in a car accident prior to the film events.
Oh, well, then.
So
not
it wasn't even on screen?
So not how
nope,
I
she
thought.
Was just in witness protection to get away from Michael.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Justified.
She was okay in 1978, in Halloween 1 and 2. She's okay. And then Halloween, what happened in Halloween 3?
Maybe that was they went to the weird masks.
Yeah, it was. That's Paul Rudd's movie.
Paul Rudd's in that?
Yeah, he's Tommy. He's awesome.
Okay, we just blew his mind.
Okay.
Okay, next trailer.
No. Hang on. I just want to say about Scream is that I will say when I first started watching this trailer, I was like, oh, great. Because they pretty much were like redoing the opening scenes from like the first Scream. And I was like, they're just doing it's a reboot. So I wasn't excited. And then it just got more deeper and deeper. And I was like, okay, I'm liking this. And like the whole idea of like, you know, whole new killer and everything. And how he meets Neve Campbell's Sydney.
Neve.
Neve? meets Neve and is like, it's an honor to meet you finally. Like that is just, it's, I love it. I think it's a great franchise and I need to watch all of them.
See, the one thing that bothered me though
Paul
is...
Paul Rudd's in Halloween 5.
Huh?
He's not in 3.
Is it Busta Rhymes?
No. Busta Rhymes, that was 1982. Like, you said Tommy Lee Wallace, that's right.
Paul Rudd's not in number 3?
No, he's in Halloween 5. No, wait, he's in the Curse of...
Yeah, it's number 3. Curse of Michael Myers, right? No, what's the... That's 6. Son of a bitch.
You are so wrong. See, this is why I don't trust him that Jamie Lee Curtis died. I don't trust the internet either.
I blend a lot of shit together in
yes,
my head.
Yes, you do.
There's one... Isn't there a Halloween movie where she gets pushed out of a window? I thought it was kind of implied that she died.
There's
or maybe
a lot of implied window pushing, but I don't think they...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
But okay, the one thing about this trailer is this was such a horrible... like, sell on technology. Because, like, unlock doors, lock doors, unlock doors, lock doors.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, if they just didn't have that, she'd be safe.
I'm sure he would have found another way in because we've gone through how many other Scream movies? And they didn't have...
I think
have...
it's up to 4?
No, I think this is 5, right?
Well, I know, it hasn't come out yet, so
hold
4.
On, okay, internet, fine. Catching 4. Up.
Oh, I don't know if we count the MTV TV show.
Scream 1, 2, 3, oh, yeah. 4, Scream 2022, and then Scream Television in Season 2, Resurrection.
Nice.
Wait, so there's a... Wait, how many just things are just called Scream? Not TV related, though.
3. There's Scream 1996, Scream 2022, and Scream TV.
Oh, 22. Yeah, that's coming out.
And then there's Scream 2, 3, and 4. So Wes Craven right, got Scream really 4. Lazy with naming his movies.
You, see, dude. No, when you get perfection, you don't have to go funny with it.
Exactly.
Look at Jaws. Jaws yeah. 1, Jaws 2, Jaws 3.
And then they went to the revenge, and that's what Evan doesn't acknowledge that.
I don't. No one should.
Oh, yeah? What about RoboCop?
They did it right.
RoboCop 3 was terrible.
So?
I liked 3. I really did. Through that jetpack, man, and the other Asian robot. It was cool.
Don't make me bring up Turtles in Time, because that was hell. Turtles.
Oh, that dude.
Oh, that hurt.
I don't know.
Stupid fucking lantern.
All right, what's the next trailer?
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
I didn't say anything about Scream. I just gave you guys a bunch of facts.
You said enough.
You're a fact checker.
I know. But did anybody notice that Dewey's in it from The Boys?
Huh?
Dewey. From The Boys. Or Huey.
Is Dewey? He's the...
The Frenchman?
No, the main fucking character. The one
Jack
who,
Quaid?
I think
oh,
that's
yeah,
his name.
Oh, yeah. Jack Quaid. Yes. Yes, I have noticed that. Sorry. For whatever reason, I thought you were talking about The Deep.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I did not realize he was in it. But yeah, Jack
Apparently,
Quaid.
Apparently, the point of this one is that this new cast is like related to the original.
The original. Yes, they put a lot in this trailer. Like the original, the killers from the previous movies, ancestors of them are getting killed off. And now it's bringing back the people that have been, you know, professional wrestler Arquette, Courtney Cox or Monica, Neve. They're all coming back because they got to solve this. They got to figure out who's picked up the ghost face.
Why would you tell him her name is Neve? Why would you do that? That's rude. Just lying to him like that?
Yeah, that's how I do.
I Googled it.
My favorite is Roger L. Jackson is back as the voice of Ghostface.
Is Jamie Kennedy in there?
Yeah, I didn't see him, but Roger L. Jackson is not only
he died in
Ghostface, but he's Mojo Jojo in Powerpuff Girls.
People.
Ooh, huh? Do you think they'll like blend the universes?
Mojo Jojo!
So the rest of the trailers we're going to talk about are going to be on YouTube. So go check us out there again. You know how to do it. Yeah. You know how YouTube works.
Yeah, you just search.
Yeah, B-movies.
How do you find us on YouTube? Is it Cat Butthole or something, or is that Spotify?
That's Spotify, but I think that's even better now. You can just, pretty much you can just search for B-movies and beyond on YouTube, and that's the best way to do it. So we're going to cover Resident Evil trailer, Antlers, and Home Sweet Home Alone there. So... come take a look.
Man, don't bullshit me.
Again, I'm not.
Fine.
Guess what? Do you know how to support the show?
Yes, I do.
Buy stuff.
Yeah, buy stuff.
Website.
And website, yep.
And YouTubes.
And socials.
Rate, review, tell your friends.
Yeah, that's a really good one. It's really cheap and easy to do. Tell your friends.
It is.
And just believe in us.
It's so easy to believe in us.
Just don't stop believing in us.
Don't stop believing.
And then hold on click to the this bell.
Podcast.
Oh, nice.
Feeling. Yeah, go to our website, bmoviesbeyond.com. You can get connected to all our social media stuff, our YouTube channel. You know, subscribe through Apple Podcasts.
Like, talk to me on Instagram.
Yeah. See what Ryan is searching, which I also put on Facebook, which maybe I shouldn't do that, but whatever. But yeah, it's so easy, guys. Just listen and tell your friends.
And MeUndies, sponsor us.
That'd be cool. I want some special B-Movies Beyond pants.
Underwear.
Underwear.
They might do pants. I don't know. But we can't promote them yet because they haven't sponsored us.
Nope. Not a sponsor yet.
Remember we had beer sponsors? Beers, sponsor us.
Yes.
That was self-inflicted, honestly.
Well, everything we do is self-inflicted.
So true.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Now we move on to the...
We gotta check the boxes.
News! See, I needed that practice. That helped.
That was a good one.
Sound like fire.
It did sound like fire.
Oh, yes.
Are we going to do that outro where we kind of pan out where it gets dark and we act like we're just like finishing up? And oh, good show, guys. Blah, blah, blah.
Who's going to do our camera work? Like, it's just going to be us like moving in and out with the camera.
I like it.
Yeah. Really choppy, but we can try that.
I got how we can do that. We just tie strings to it and then pull it from the underside of the table.
Oh, just knock it over.
You want to do some Home Alone shit.
Hell yeah. I read that Evil Dead book from Bruce Campbell.
Oh, that's how they did their scary monster stuff?
Yeah, they put like a camera on a board with Vaseline on it to make it smooth transitions.
Wow.
Why did Bruce Campbell have so much Vaseline?
I don't know if it was him.
Sam Raimi. Or his brother. Who knows?
Don't talk about Ted like that.
Rammy.
Ron, you put all these news in here. Why don't you?
Yeah, and you read the articles. This is unheard of.
First one here. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 news. We have, how do you say his name? Will Poulter?
Poultier?
Poultier? Sure.
I have no idea. Will.
Will from Meet the Millers. Is Adam Warlock. There was rumors.
Is this confirmed?
Yes, confirmed by James Gunn via Twitter.
Oh, okay.
James Gunn, that was my next statement. He said, well, you guys know I like to shoot down rumors, so here it is, and he's actually Adam Warlock.
Nice. Huh. That'll be good.
Straight from the whore's mouth. Whore's mouth, whatever.
Do you know Adam Warlock, Evan?
Nope.
Okay, that'd be good.
I know Will.
And that'd be good.
Adam Warlock's supposed to be a badass in the MCU universe. Like, he's supposed to...
Oh, this is Marvel? Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, he's supposed to be about as big as a... What's that one?
Thimble?
Nah, the...
Planet.
Ox. Marvel.
Rhinos.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. He's as big as...
Brie Larson. Yeah, he's as big as Brie Larson. So, this is setting up all kinds of weird spaceship... Space shit in the...
Well, it's Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, it's in space. But it's kind of interesting. Like, Adam Warlock has a lot of connection to Thanos, which they already did that. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Thanos is coming back.
Welcome to the beautifulness of the multiverse.
Yeah.
They're coming back. Thanos is coming back.
That's what's going to be. They fight him again.
Like, of course.
All the Avenger movies for the rest of time is just going to be fighting Thanos.
No, honestly, they're just going to re-release Endgame every 7 years and then be like, hey, guys, remember this. This is what happened now.
Wow, dude, I didn't realize how big this actor is, Will Poulter. Like, I thought he was just some short little dumpy, frumpy little kid, but...
No, dude, he's actually in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and he's like 6'3", so he's a tall person. So
he needs to beef up, though. Like,
he does, because Adam Warlock is like, he's just like,
he's like genetically engineered person. Like, yeah, he's perfect. Like, I think he was actually developed, like, in the comic, he's developed, designed, made to fight Thanos.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's interesting. We'll see how it plays out.
I think it's the eyebrows. I think Will gets hired by his eyebrows.
Maybe.
Anyway, next set.
Next set.
Next news. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Let's see. James Bond is doing okay. This last article was James Bond needed to make X amount of money to be successful, and I think it was like $300 million or something. Well, it did worldwide. It didn't make that much in the U.S. because obviously COVID. But
it just came out on Friday, right?
Right.
Okay.
And there's a lot of drama behind this movie. There's a female James Bond. It was delayed. This is Daniel Craig's last James Bond. Bunch of stuff happening. But the one thing from this Variety article I wanted to point out is, you know, the five things that needs the takeaways from this. And it's that people aren't going to movie theaters, the older people, unless it's IMAX. You got to go to IMAX. And it makes sense in a movie theater. I have a better TV in my living room than I do in a regular theater. You need to go have the experience at IMAX.
I'm actually moving more towards the Dolby 3D sound stuff.
Yes.
I'm actually going with sound instead of IMAX.
Well, doesn't that go hand in hand?
No, it goes into my ears.
Ears and eyes?
Ears, I mean, technically, eyes. Yes, yeah. Ears and eyes.
I still just pick whatever time works best for me. So if that's Dolby, sure.
I hope you got the closed captioned version.
I have not done that yet.
I did with Shang-Chi.
Yeah, that's because of Jeremy. But I, you know, I just don't. Well, that's why everyone wants to get into like China's market. You know, that's why they're making movies so that they actually fit into that, because it's such a large base. Like, they make more money over there than they do U.S. for majority of the films.
Well, there's more people.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, it just makes sense. Like, I mean, U.S. is always just going to be probably lower compared to certain markets. For this one in particular, I just don't know if James Bond is... It's not as big as it once was.
It's because Q died.
Yeah.
And, like, he was it.
No, they replaced Q.
They no, did. But the original Q, he was the master.
Well, they could CGI him.
He was in 18 films.
Yeah. There was 18 James Bond movies?
Yes. He was the one constant.
Not the guy named James Bond?
Correct, because that was just different actors.
Oh. But
he was the same.
I see where you're going with that.
Yep.
This is directed by Kerry Joji Fukunawa. Cool. I still haven't seen it yet, but
I'm really impressed you pronounced that. Yeah, that was, I don't know if good. It's right, but good job.
Fukunaga.
Yeah, you're really good with words like Neve. You know people's names.
I know people's names.
Yeah.
Okay, Peter, this is going to be right up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Oh, yeah.
Gushing over practical effects. I'm so glad they're using practical effects.
I'm so glad they're using ghosts.
Yes. Very practical. So true.
I just... Dude, I every single like we didn't talk about that much. Like when they released like the latest trailer for Afterlife, and then I went and saw Venom 2, and there was a trailer for it. Dude, like I've never been so affected by a trailer, and I hope this isn't a letdown. Like I better get my emotions in check for this movie. Because,
or smoke a joint before you see it.
Maybe, but that could also ruin it. I don't know, but like. I saw that, and like, there's a part like in the trailer where they call a number, and Dan Aykroyd answers, and I got like, tears started to form in my eyes, like, what the hell is happening? Like, this is just a movie.
Sadly, that was probably the cameo for him.
I think there's gonna be more.
Stay away from the internet. It's an evil place.
I've done really good. I've stayed away and like not have read a lot of this stuff because there's been a lot of stuff coming out right now. And this one just about the practical effects. I'm like, that's just awesome. That again, it makes me more thrilled to go see this.
The ghosts did their own stunts.
Yeah.
They did not have stuntmen.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a lot of CGI in this because those ghosts are...
That slime is real. Those marshmallows, real.
Well, that was the other thing, too. I read it.
Paul Rudd, real. Real.
I don't believe that.
He's still so handsome.
He's a vampire.
He can literally play his character in Clue, and nobody would know the difference.
He could sell me a Super Nintendo, and I would be like, hey, he's the same age.
Yeah. But yeah, this news just makes me more excited for it. But
will you see that in IMAX?
I mean...
Or just whatever time works.
Yeah, whatever time works probably best for me, but...
I don't believe it at all. I think this is the one he'll actually be like, nah, I'm going to see this at like the midnight or...
Me and
he's old now, so 10 o'clock.
Yeah, maybe like a Thursday night movie, sure, I might try to do that, but it's up to the wife. I mean,
just take the next day off and be like, hey, this is Peter time.
Maybe. Dude, just be sick. And then
again, the porno incident. I don't know what the outcome is going to be for that. This is like the movie like I've been waiting for probably the most, and with these trailers and
especially
all the news,
since the all girl one was so disappointing.
That's been coming up, which like
I challenge you to watch that again.
It's not that bad. But am I going to think this movie's probably better? Yeah, probably, but...
I hope so.
I wanted to see a sequel to the Girls Ghostbusters because I thought, all right, you laid down the legwork for it, you know, like...
Well,
like,
there was use proper words for that.
What?
You laid down the groundwork?
Don't talk about girls and their legs and stuff. Shit. In this day.
I don't even know why I said that. It should be groundwork. I was thinking about ladies. Damn it. This is the issue with Lady Ghostbusters, the legs.
But I didn't want to see any one of their legs.
Even Kristen Wiig?
Sometimes she's something.
So sometimes you might?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes she looks like a ghost.
Spooky. That could have been the sequel. I just thought like they could have done a good job with the sequel. And there are some really memorable moments in that movie. But... We're not reviewing that now.
Oh, we are, though.
I mean...
Segway.
I'm with you, Evan, though. I don't think it's that bad, and I'd watch it again. Actually, for whatever reason, I've been wanting to watch it again.
You should.
Maybe I will.
Give in to your urges.
Kate McKinnon or Kristen Wiig?
Why do I have to choose? I don't.
Both? Yeah, no, I was going to say both.
Yeah, see? They're both incredibly funny.
Oh. You're going there.
Okay.
Again, if you want to hear the rest of the news, check out our YouTube channel where you can see some space news with Star Trek.
So is this not going on the podcast?
Yep, not. This part is right now.
But then we're going to cut, or he's going to cut.
Yeah, I'm going to cut it out.
And then we're going to put this to be exclusively on YouTube. Exclusively is very hard to say.
So it the YouTube segments times, are really not going up. On the podcast.
The what?
The YouTube segments are not going on the podcast.
Correct. Yeah, you see, that's why I put a label there for that.
Podcast versus YouTube.
I didn't know it was a fucking verse. I thought it was just an and.
Reviews.
I almost said news again. I was too hyped. Sorry.
I'm up first.
I
didn't change the thing, but Evan went first last time. I went last, so I'm first this time, which I think this is going to be good because this is going to be short and sweet. It's not going to be on YouTube because I'm going to do a second opinion on some of the films that Ryan watched.
Oh, yeah?
Some of the films? You're doing multiple films.
Yeah, why are you dying in the movies?
You're breaking the rules? You didn't even update the notes? My God, sir.
I put it there.
Not that you were going to break the rules.
Yeah.
I didn't know I had to like type in, I'm breaking the rules.
Yes, you did.
You got to have a photo of Rob Helsing, I think, from a... it's breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. The fuck band is that? Judas Priest.
Yeah.
That guy's dead too, isn't he?
I don't know.
Why are you bringing up all these dead people?
Yeah, this is Peter trying to do a second opinion on your movies.
Yeah, it just so happened. Robert Halford wanted to watch both these films. Like Ryan went and saw Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage, and you really enjoyed it. And like it was okay. That's how I'll start that one off.
Oh, I thought that was it being finished.
Yep, done.
It was okay.
But you said it was very fast-paced. Absolutely 100% correct on that. Like, it was so fast, and, like, there's so little to it, which is okay for certain things, but there was a lot of, like, just, like, I felt like there was this plot missing. Like, there was a lot of character development that wasn't there. Like, you just had to go, like, all right, now Woody Harrelson has a symbiote for whatever reason.
They explained it.
Kind of. He fucking bit him.
Drank his blood, and his blood has a symbiote.
So
that's how that shit transfers.
But they also say, like, all right, now you're no, that's not. What?
Yeah, that's what I got out of it.
Okay, in the movie, sure. And
Venom left Eddie Brock and bounced around to a bunch of people and killed him until he went back.
That's the other part that I thought. So this movie's really, like, funny. Like too it's much. It's
funny, yeah.
Like, a little bit too much. I mean, some of it's really dumb. But they were really hard on just being funny.
I think they're going to work on... I can't say it.
And, yeah. But because of... And I get, like, all right, I think you have to be funny because he's really kind of a dark character. And the fact that you, like Ryan just said, like, you had Venom, like, basically just killing people, sucking them dry throughout this film, like, for a portion of it. And yet you have to make it comedic because you
can't... This was an action movie, right? Yeah. Not a porno?
Not a porno.
Okay, just making sure.
But
yeah, you definitely have to make this a little bit lighter.
Yeah, and I even noticed, and I think I talked about that in the first Venom, is like the fact, like, this is not like your the Venom from the comic books or like from like the cartoon. Like, it's not that Venom. Like, this is a very lighthearted, silly Venom with a kind of silly, not a tough guy, Eddie Brock, which that was another thing that I thought was weird. In this second movie, I thought he was kind of a little bit of a tough guy in the first movie. Like, he actually kind of fought. This movie, he did nothing. He basically he's like, all right, Venom, you do your thing. I'm just going to, you know, you're a part of me. Like, that's all I do. That's my job in this world, in this movie. It's like, I just let you have my body and you do whatever you want. I'm not the tough guy, which...
This is, again, an action movie, right? Not a porno?
Not a porno.
Okay, thank you.
It was just weird. It's not my Venom, but at the same time, I still enjoyed it.
Do we need a shirt that says "Not My Venom"?
Maybe.
Hashtag
not my Venom. But I mean, I still liked it.
Venom is the first non-binary. He identifies as they or them.
Yeah, and he produced
asexually. And he did that way back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Fucking Venom. Fucking right.
Like, I don't know. It was just weird. And, like the whole Woody Harrelson thing and Carnage, like in the cartoon and comics, man, they are very, like they're the perfect, like, they're better than Venom. And often, like, you know, Venom needs help or Spider-Man needs help to stop Venom or it's Carnage. And they kind of went that way, but then they went down this whole thing like, oh, we're symbiotic, you know, we're a perfect match, which they're not, because fucking Venom left Eddie Brock for half the film. like they're full of shit.
Fighting.
Yes, but they're not symbiotic then, because yes, they're fighting. The Carnage was doing the same thing. They're like, oh, look, they're not symbiotic.
Peter, when they were fighting, the symbiote was trying to find another relationship, and he was killing off all the other hosts.
I know.
Because it couldn't work, not even with the Asian lady.
But that doesn't mean that they're quite symbiotic. Yeah,
exactly what it meant.
Yeah, but then there was, like, it wasn't like Carnage was killing off Woody Harrelson. Aha, I got you. So,
hold on. I have an answer to that.
No. They were just complaining because they were fighting one another. just like they were doing that in the full film.
I will say this. This movie had way more development of Venom and nothing of Carnage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Venom, you got more of a character of Venom as a symbiote versus Carnage, which was just basically thrown in there by a bite and he was a vampire. And Carnage is the mass killer. Like, Cletus Cassius, he's like, he was just kind of like the shell of it. He's like, but Carnage was supposed to be the one that fucks everybody up. Yeah. Like, fuck this guy.
Well, he did. Like, it was cool. Like,
no, he didn't. He didn't, though. Huh? He just escaped from jail, and then he decided to get married. What the fuck?
No, that was Cletus, not Carnage. I mean, they're the same person. This is confusing.
But you're saying they're not symbiotic. Carnage was trying to go kill a bunch of people. Cletus was trying to get married.
And kill people. Like, he had no problem killing people.
No, he was just trying to get married with that one girl who was screaming.
Yes, he wanted that, which that was a whole other thing. Like,
Venom was just trying to live his days and not eat chickens.
Yeah, he just wanted to have some human brains, yeah. Which Eddie Brock wouldn't let him do.
Why didn't he just go to prison and eat the prisoners?
That's what they were talking about, and they didn't do it.
Okay. I have an important question. Uh-huh. Ryan made the point that Carnage was far too large in this film. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
What?
He was like fucking 19 feet tall.
I know, but like that's a common thing. Like, he would often stretch out. Like, Carnage is...
But he was tall and lanky, not beefy.
But no, it's the
he
same thing.
He said he was beefy. Really,
I mean, he was... He was about the same size as Venom, but what he would do differently was that he would stretch out. Like, he was able to, like, really expand. And you saw it, and he often would, like almost, like, create holes, like, inside his body so that bullets can, like, fly through and shit or whatever, you know? Like, it was very different, I guess, powers, you could call them, than what Venom does, which, holy shit, like, Venom's... sucks in these movies. Like, he's always getting his ass kicked.
Well,
he's there for comic relief.
That's all it was.
If you follow the comics, Venom gets his ass kicked by a normal ass Spider-Man.
But Spider-Man, he has to win because he's a good guy.
He gets his ass kicked by a bell.
Yeah, well, and that's a... it happens. All the symbiotes get their ass kicked by a bell. That's a common thing because they don't like loud noises and fire.
Or women.
Yeah, apparently. I just say, like, it was good, but definitely you gotta lower your expectations for it. And it's gonna be interesting to see how this goes. And it's been successful. Like, it's been like the highest grossing like pandemic film, apparently. For opening.
Carnage isn't supposed to be that much bigger than Venom.
Dude, he stretches out, man.
No, not like that. He, like, beefs up, whatever. Dude.
You guys are fanboying so much right now. It's beautiful.
I don't... Like, no matter what, like, I thought in the movie, Carnage was awesome. Like, on screen, like, the way he looked and how he moved and how he just behaved, I thought was awesome. I thought... What you said this about Woody Harrelson, how like it just felt like you're watching Woody Harrelson. It was, like, probably halfway through the film before I finally got into, like... Okay, it's no longer like kind of Woody Harrelson to me.
Yeah,
it took a long time. You're right, but I just wish it wasn't so like it's very campy, and I that was part of my issue with it. But
so, can we get to the point of what's going to happen next?
I don't know.
I think the campiness is going to play on into future roles of Venom.
Of course.
Well, yeah, and I think it's...
That's and tie how, in to how it's going to tie into the MCU.
Yeah, but I don't... It's... If he ever fights Spider-Man, man, it's going to be such a... I don't know how that's going to work
because... I don't think he's going to fight Spider-Man. I think they're going to meet, and I think he's going to team up with Spider-Man.
He's just going to be the Lethal Protector.
And I think they're going to fight the Sinister Six.
Okay. All right. The other movie... I saw...
Sorry, there's a... You should have triggered a spoiler alert, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that, I mean, it's just a guess.
It is a guess.
That's right.
But so, a good guess.
It's a really good guess. Because they're both really funny and campy.
Yeah, I just... It's going to be weird.
That's what MCU did,
he's
though.
He's going to tie so well with Tom Hart.
It wasn't MCU. This is all Sony, man. Sony's the one that did this Venom.
I know, but they saw that MCU did this, and then that's what they're going with.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it. Our Venom before was fucking...
Yeah, he wasn't.
Topher Grace.
Not a porno. Yeah, he was dark. Yeah, I agree.
What was his name in That 70s Show? Eric Foreman.
Yeah, oh, yes. I only got Foreman.
Eric Foreman.
I was like, it was still Topher Grace. I was like, he's the actor.
Okay, whatever. I'm moving on to the next
Free
one.
Guy.
Free Guy. It's kind of funny. Like, you liked Venom like quite a bit, and I mean, I enjoy it still, but not as much as I think as you did. And then I watched Free Guy, which you really didn't like, and I think I actually liked that quite a bit because it's just a lot of... There's a lot of cameos in Free Guy.
Hold on. Can we still all be friends here?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Just want to put that out there.
So I want to do a second opinion.
But there's a lot of cameos?
A lot of cameos in Free Guy. Me.
You're a cameo.
Yeah, I'm a cameo. I'm
nice.
I love his scene. The fuck is this?
Well, it was a little bit more R-rated, but it was PG-13. It was what the shit.
You get... One of,
wait, what one did you watch?
I'm pretty sure probably the one that you watched.
I'm pretty sure he said the F word.
No, he said, what the shit? That's just, you just imagine it was what the fuck, because that's what you would have said.
That's what I heard in Venom. Fuck this guy.
Oh, yeah, that was funny. But there, yeah, Hugh Jackman does a voice in it. You know, like, there's a lot of weird stuff, but, like, Taika was awesome in it. And the fact that you're just like, it's Ryan Reynolds doing Ryan Reynolds, you're absolutely right. But you know what I like, though, about this?
Ryan Reynolds.
It's not really a Ryan Reynolds film. Like, I was shocked at how much there was to do with the outside. Like, Ryan Reynolds, in my opinion, was almost like a supporting character. Like, he was just the driving force for
things. He was an NPC.
Yeah. He was, like, the main thing. But, like, the way that his interactions were, like, it really... It didn't. He didn't get the girl at the end. You know, like, he wasn't like.
That's a spoiler.
So it's a sequel to Waiting.
Did he not get the girl in the Waiting?
And he was a supporting character.
Okay. Okay. Just so you're going to say any movie that he's a supporting character, that's the sequel to Waiting?
What's that movie where he's fat?
Just Friends?
Just Friends.
No, that he was main.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe he actually got the girl.
Yeah. Amy Smart was not. The main character, it was him. Mm-hmm. but that's why I liked it. Like, I felt like it made sense him being the way that he is in this in this film, being Ryan Reynolds,
Detective Pikachu.
Voiceover work.
He turned into a person later.
He did, which wasn't necessary at all.
God, spoilers.
It's been long enough, Evan.
No, it hasn't.
But he didn't get the girl.
Yeah, but I've heard that you want to make a sequel to this, which I strongly disagree with. So, I don't have much more to say about Free Guy. Like, it was... Like, from that trailer, I knew exactly what I was getting, but actually, like, the little side story that happened in the real world was more than what I expected, and I was just like, oh, okay, it kind of works out. There are some weird, dumb parts where, like, people just showing up in places where, like, what the fuck? Why would you be here right now? Makes no sense.
Like Chris Evans?
No, that was just on the internet.
Oh, that made sense. Yeah, that made sense.
The chick at the very end to, like, give the final, like, blow to Taika, like, to talk. I was like, why the... Not a porno.
Wow. Whoa.
Not a porno. So, I don't know.
That's our new shirt. Hashtag not a porno.
I like that one.
But I did really enjoy it, and I think it's definitely... is way better than I expected, so it's worth a watch.
Which one's better, Venom or Free Guy?
You know, honestly, I think I like Free Guy more. Not to say that I didn't like Venom 2. I think I had more fun because I just kept on thinking throughout Venom. I was like, what the hell? Like, you expand on this and stop being so dumb. So it was fine. Everything, all the dumbness in Free Guy. It makes sense.
Because it was expected.
Yes.
Venom, you wanted to be more serious.
Do you know the reason why? Because Carnage was doing all the expanding.
Yeah.
Thank you, Evan.
You're welcome.
All right. Move on.
Who's next? You didn't put the correct order in, or yeah, did you just change it?
You just kind of jumbled us together. Should we just over-talk each other the whole time?
Yes.
All right.
One.
Well,
two,
the one
three.
Movie okay, I like yeah, to review yeah, over here one. Is.
Okay. I'll go ahead. Go.
Yeah, that's yep. That's correct.
All right. So I actually watched Blood Red Sky. It's that 2021 Netflix film.
Okay.
And this actually, okay, so this has Rotten Tomatoes rating 80 to 56. So the critics loved it. Audience, meh, they're kind of half and half. But IMDb was only a 6.1. And I think it was honestly like because of the Peter like, the Peter, the people like Peter. Hmm. This movie was Peter proof. Because it actually has subtitles.
Not a porno?
Not a porno.
Maybe people would have liked it more if it was a porno.
Well, this was actually interesting because
when
they did
Netflix
a...
Netflix going to have porno?
I hope never.
Well, they had that one, like... Oh, what was it?
This is his review.
Oh, sorry.
I know, we're talking
there
about...
There was, like, some show that was... Or a movie...
No fucks given.
There was a movie on Netflix that was, like, striving for a really long time that was, like, a softcore porn. I never watched it. Should have.
You should have.
Regrets.
There you go. But no, the interesting thing, this is actually kind of like a dual language film almost, because it was German and there was a lot of English in this. But they actually did quite a good job of only having subtitles when there wasn't a lot of action on. But this is Netflix Germany that did it. So forgive me if I say the names wrong. It was directed and written by Peter Thorworth.
That's correct.
Starring Perry Baumeister and Carol Anton Koch.
Koch is pronounced Kooch.
Kooch? I was going to say cock.
Carl, it is cock, actually. Carl Anton Koch.
Okay. And then the people you'll actually recognize is Dominic Purcell.
From Blade 2.
Yes. And then Graham McTavish from The Hobbit.
I didn't recognize any of these.
You have to see them.
Oh, okay.
All you right. have to see them. Dominic Purcell was in that one Prison Breakout TV show.
It's called Prison Break.
Is it? Damn, so close.
And he was also Dracula in Blade Trinity. Not Blade 2.
Oh, Dracula.
But Blade 3.
Okay.
With your favorite lover, Ryan Reynolds. And my favorite lover, Jessica Biel.
Oh, I was going to say Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
That's Evans.
It's true.
Lucky you.
What about
I love Wesley Snipes.
Whistler. Whistler. What is his name? Christian O'Hallahan or something?
O'Hallahan? O'Hulahan.
Chris Christopherson.
So close.
Two first names.
But this movie brings up that question of how far will a mother go to protect their child?
Dude, they fucking, like, tip cars over for
their exactly. Yeah. Like, this is how far will Mother Bear go into Mother Bear mode?
Or Mother...
Nope.
Fucker.
I can't say that?
It's Vampire.
Oh, okay.
You can't say Mother?
No.
No.
Vampire.
Oh.
He thought I was yelling at him for giving out a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler. It's in the trailer.
I didn't watch the fucking trailer. I watched the movie. That's why it's hard for me to go... See? You're distracting me. Shut up. Anyway, mother and the kid are on a transatlantic flight. That's a lot harder to say than you think it would be. Terrorists actually hijack it. And basically, this forces the mother to reveal her creepy-ass secret.
Her true identity.
Yes, where she's a pointy-teeth person.
Oh.
Yes.
So British.
No.
Oh.
Not Austin Powers. Yep, nope. She's a vampire. And this is actually like a great movie, but this also has that airplane trope where everything is just so quiet on this airplane.
You got to be able to hear them.
You really do. Because I was thinking, like, I just want that ambient sound of airplane stuff just to play during this, just to ruin it for me, but to be a little bit more accurate. But it would have ruined it.
You really have to hear the sucking. The blood sucking.
Again, this is not a porno.
The blood sucking.
Could you imagine, like, what do you do for a living? I make sucking sounds and put them in movies.
I'm really good at it.
Technically, you make all the sounds. like breaking bones, he just like cracks some celery. It's kind of awesome.
Is it celery?
I think so, yeah.
I think that's what they use. I mean, I think it depends on probably the where they got the foley. Yeah, foley people. Yeah. What they prefer for their sound effect, which mm-hmm. is so awesome watching that.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing the behind the scenes on what they actually took to like.
Like this?
Yeah, it's really fire. Cool.
Yeah, so and if cool. like we were actually walking, like we'd have to put shoes on the table.
Or sometimes they use
different shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but it's just when they sync it up, it's amazing. Like, oh, what yeah. they come up with.
It's just incredible all the processes that happen, like just adding a soundtrack to it. Mm-hmm, it's mm-hmm. like you just see an orchestra playing in front of a big movie screen. You it's know, so cool.
I think I really understood the difference watching the Oscars. I was like, how did this win for best sound? And this one for best soundtrack or something silly like that. But
there's a difference. Silly.
There is a difference.
Yep.
There's someone who actually makes the sound of someone putting lipstick on.
Now I'm trying to.
Is that lipstick? Is that how you put lipstick on?
I don't know. I've never done it before.
Chapstick.
How about chapstick?
Yep, that's how I do it.
Peter's just.
Yeah. Anyway, this film is actually incredibly impressive. I love the acting and I love the scenes. They do a little bit of jumping through flashback, and there's some good explosions, decent makeup, and like great special effects. It actually seemed very, very practical. There was definitely one scene that, yes, you could tell it was CGI, but I mean, this blew me away.
Yeah. I watched the trailer, Evan.
Oh, well, I watched the movie, so I beat you.
I did want to watch it, and I was like, yeah, that looks pretty cool and interesting. And, you know, the foreignness of it was, you know, probably made it so I'm like, all right, I didn't rush out to go watch it. But I like the idea, like, it's just the idea of, like, the vampire on this airplane, and you don't know, and, like, the mother part of it. And I'm just very curious, like, how that all, like, it's going to play out. And I mean, was that like, was it satisfying or was it kind of like dumb or like, did they really go into like darkness where like, you know, she's a vampire. Like, did she do some brutal shit?
They blend it incredibly well.
Do they? Okay.
They do. I was not disappointed at all.
All right. Like, cause I just feel like this is like when you talk about this, like idea, like it sounds a very kind of silly in my head. And so it's very possible it could just go totally just off the rails and just be totally dumb. And so it's good to hear that it's not.
See, I mean, honestly, the only issue I have is with the title, and it's all like Blood Red Sky. I mean, I really wish they did like Vamps on a Plane.
Yeah, I probably would have rushed out to go see it a little bit sooner.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's the sequel, Evan.
Oh,
ooh,
that's check this out. Like, yeah. Yes. You definitely need to see this.
What if there was a Home Alone with vampires?
That's a sequel to Disney Plus.
Just saying. Just saying.
I don't. Well, I do want to watch it, and it's good to hear that actually you give it the thumbs up. So, mm-hmm.
And just to a really quick point, Home Alone with vampires would not be scary. You just don't invite them in, you're safe. Wait it out. There you go.
Is there a part in this film where they invite her like onto an airplane?
She was mean? Invited because of the ticket. Yeah. And technically it's not a
ticket domicile. Is an invitation. Yeah.
Is that really that's a weird thing. Did they what? Explain that in the movie?
No. Oh, I'm okay. Just trying to explain away your stupid poking a hole in the plot.
I'm just saying that's a weird. I always found that was weird with vampires.
Do you live on an airplane?
Yeah.
Are you a vampire?
For 2 hours or however long I'm going.
Do not pull like Ryan's, he lived in Japan for two weeks.
I'm pulling that shit.
That's I much lived in the sky for multiple hours.
I lived on an airplane for 12 hours to get to my other house in Japan.
Don't even have a meal on the move back,
another 12 hours. Yeah. It's a weird transition.
You know, if you eat there and you take a shit there, you live there.
So what happens and if you don't take a shit there?
Well, you know, you're a weirdo. I don't know anybody who doesn't eat or take a shit in 12 hours.
You know what? I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was in the wrong so much.
I can't even podcast without taking a pee somewhere.
God, that's so true.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think it's your turn, Ryan.
All right. I'm going to watch a movie.
Right now?
Right now.
Oh,
we're
going to
hang out for 2.5 hours, and you guys are going to be stuck here watching it with me. Actually, I watched multiple times, and I don't know, dude. I still haven't gotten into this movie. I've watched it and watched it. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
He still hasn't finished it.
Yeah, he said that.
We got here to record. He's like, hey, I got to watch 12 more minutes.
And then he had to run errands.
Dude, yeah, but I was watching it, and I finished it, but I was like, what? And I've tried and really pushed, and there's nothing else that like catches my interest right now.
I applaud you that you just keep on trying, because I mean like why do you like do you feel like it's gonna get better? Like you don't trust like your first like take on it?
It's just because I really want to support Nicolas Cage.
You know, okay. I honestly want to see that like on the poster, like Prisoners of Ghostland. Ryan says what? Let's
be honest. What
the fuck is going on here?
I've seen it numerous times. Of, what?
Dude. Okay. What I've gathered from this movie is, okay, Nicolas Cage is, okay, so back-splaining taco. Japan, like, there's an area of Japan that's, like, nuclear, and there's a bunch of weird, like, Mad Max. So we got a little Mad Max in this. We have some samurais. We have Nicolas Cage. They strap him to some sort of suit where he has these bombs on him, so if he, like, deviates from the plan that they give him, so there's a governor, so there's the Walking Dead, so there's the fucking zombies somewhere. And it's like a mashup of a shit ton of, like, pop culture all together with Nicolas Cage. And that one chick with the knives for feet and
The girl from The Mummy?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. She's the sex slave, so he has to go get this sex slave who was like one of the granddaughters. And basically it's like, I think it's an hour and a half. 103 minutes, what is that? 2 hours?
60 minutes in an hour.
Yeah.
So hour and a half. Anyway, it's an hour and a half of Nicolas Cage. He has a cool Toyota Corolla, or it's Celica. They give him that car, and he's like, no, I'll walk. But then he ends up taking it anyway. And then it's like a mix of, like, Kill Bill with The Walking Dead with Mad Max and Japan, which is Kill Bill, I guess. And I don't know. It was all this stuff blended together, and Nicolas Cage was supposed to, like, get this sex slave out of there, and he has samurai swords and he has weapons, and he defeats these weird mutated Mad Max style zombie things. It didn't make fucking sense. And I tried.
It doesn't make sense right now.
I tried a couple times. I really fucking tried. I got key points to this movie, but like I was just lost. There's mutated people, there's flashbacks, backsplaining, and stuff like that. I don't know, there's a bank robbery, there's weird shit going on.
Interesting.
I don't know. I thought this would be a good movie. Peter made this movie to seem like it was a good movie based off the trailer.
The trailer looks nuts, but like...
It's nuts, but it doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't blend together.
You know...
Ooh, that was a weird, eerie sound.
Yeah. But even though, like, from the trailer, though, it looks crazy. And the way that you're describing it, it sounds crazy. So I'm like, they did what they wanted to do.
They did what they wanted to do. I will say there's one scene where they blast off one of his nuts with one of the noids. And he makes the funniest, like, ow, I got my testicle blown off sound.
Can you recreate this? I want to see this.
I wish I could.
Nicolas Cage.
A sound bite here.
It's almost like the bees... sound. It's like, oh no, not the bees. Like,
oh,
it's
no, kinda... no, my nuts.
Yeah. I might have to add that to the soundboard because it was one of those scenes where I watched over and I was like, is that really the sound that he would make if he got his ball blown off?
I'm sure he practiced. Is acting,
so.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he practiced and really thought, what would I sound like?
If one testicle was blown off, what would I do?
Yeah. I still got one more. So that's good, but I lost one.
But we all know how, like, if you just have one testicle clipped, it almost hurts worse than both of them.
How would we know that?
Have you ever been hitting the balls?
Also, though, like there is something, too. Like when you get clipped or something, man, like, I almost don't scream. It's just, oh, like, you, it hurts so much that you can't even let out a yell.
See, because you get that adrenaline?
All the air up into your lungs from your balls. When it blows up, yeah, all that air is expressed.
Uh-huh. Where's the more you know, the air ball. Balls from your air. Or the air's from the ball, I don't know.
Oh, that's good.
Can I tell you I wouldn't recommend this?
You can.
I mean, I've tried. I tried. I give it three out of five tries.
I still want to watch this, though. Like,
I'll give it a fucking second opinion.
I will. Because it's... like I want to
suck Nicolas Cage's exploded ball.
Yeah, I want to make him feel good that he still gets one.
I want him to be a host on our show.
So we're talking about...
not with this sexual harassment
the
going
air
on.
Ball, the balls in the air, the airs in the balls and all that good stuff. I just, you know, it's Nicolas Cage and, I mean, how was he? Was he very cagey?
He's super cagey. See. I'm telling you, I'm going to put that scene on and you guys are going to be like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably just going to watch it, so...
I still want to watch it, even though you're saying this, but I just, like, and I'm...
I give it three out of five tries.
Doesn't even earn stars.
Yeah, it's just a try at this point.
All right. Well, I'm going to check it out. Seems like Evan will at some point, too.
Yes! Yes! Oh! 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 Oh, God. Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
You know what that means.
Recommendations.
Yep.
You know what? I'll go ahead and go first. I recommend you don't listen to Peter's recommendation.
Yeah, no shit. I just read that.
But no. I watched a Hitman's Bodyguard's Wife.
I don't think that's what it's called.
Is that a movie or did you just like peep someone?
No.
Hitman's Bodyguard's Wife.
With Ryan Reynolds?
Yes. It's the sequel.
It's the Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Wait. Right?
I don't think it is. Look it up. Someone look it up. But I gotta say, like, this movie is not good, but it is damn fun, so you will enjoy it. Like, it definitely is Ryan Reynolds, but it's just a fun movie.
Am I right? It is. No, it's Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. I was right.
I like my version better.
Yeah, it makes more sense. But
what was yours? The Hitman's Bodyguard's Wife?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Because, I mean, he was the bodyguard.
Because that would be the bodyguard's wife, right?
No, the hitman's bodyguard's wife.
Yes, we're talking about
the bodyguard's hitman's wife.
And if it's Selma Hayek, then you can tell that she's the fucking boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's in a movie called Like a Boss.
This is such a great cast. Selma Hayek, Sam Jackson, Ryan Reynolds, Morgan Freeman makes an appearance, Antonio Banderas. It's so much fun.
Do they all have to be in the same movie together because they're Latino?
No, I was actually kind of thinking like, hey, you know what? In my own brain, this is like a dark offshoot of Desperado.
I was just thinking, I was like, dude, like, when was the last time Antonio Banderas and Sam Hayek have been together?
I have no idea, honestly, but porno. I think it was Desperado. No, not a porno.
That would be a cool porno.
Don't look it up at work. That's all I'd say.
So... how do you compare this to the first film? Because I really
so
liked
much
the first
worse.
One.
The okay. first one was amazing, and they just kind of recycle the jokes and everything. This is a fun film.
It's so
not
fun,
the best. Just... like they're trying to establish too much.
So they're probably done with sequels now.
I don't know yet. I think I would have appreciated this more if it came out a little bit more recently compared to the first one.
Okay.
So you kind of lost, like, the inside jokes and everything. So instead of a big ha-ha laugh-laugh, you just got a ha-ha chuckle.
Yeah. I remember, again, watching the trailers, I was like, it looks all right. And I like Selma Hayek a lot. And it seemed like the chemistry between her and like Ryan Reynolds was there. I just didn't know, like, can we really do this all over again? Like,
that was kind of the problem. It seemed like it was the same story.
Yeah.
And it was just all like, hey, no, we're just kind of putting this on repeat, but with a little tweaks here and there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I had a fun time, though. I'm not going to lie.
I had a fun time.
The effects were amazing. Just the story wasn't the best. That's really it.
Nice. Yeah. I had a fun time watching my recommendation, even though you might not think so. And that's why I put it down here, because I wasn't sold on this. I don't think you didn't need to go see the movie theater, but I watched Space Jam New Legacy. And
correct title, please.
The New Legacy?
Space Jam 2.
I just put that. I don't think, does it really say that? I think it says Space Jam New Legacy.
Correct title, please.
Space Jam 2, New Legacy.
No, it's Space Jam, : A New Legacy.
Oh, A New Legacy. I was missing something.
:
I'm so judging you for this.
Why?
I feel like you go to the Harlem Globetrotters and then root for the Washington Generals. What is wrong with you?
Do you understand?
Do you
reference?
Like the Monstars?
Yeah.
They're not even
squad.
The,
it's a goon squad.
Yeah.
I thought they were the Monstars.
No, not in this one.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm talking about the original because I haven't seen this.
Yeah, but Peter's not watching.
Yeah, but did you like the original, right?
Yes, because the original was good.
Yeah, this one's not.
You haven't seen it?
Yes, I did. I saw the trailers and I was like, yep, nope.
Actually, I think I said this one was just okay.
So did you see the second one?
I just want to give you crap.
Yeah,
for it.
I watched it.
Okay. Like, I just thought, like, again, like, I thought it was going to be a piece of crap, and, like, I wasn't... There's still parts that I was like, I wish they didn't really go that route, but the overall plot's the same as the first one, basically. Well,
okay, but was the CGI as bad as we were scared of it?
So, here's what I'll say about the CGI, is that it was kind of meant to be, like, cartoony. So there, you almost got away with a lot of the stupidness, like, because, like, the other team, the goon squad, like, they were, like, mixed.
Monstars?
AKA the Monstars. Like, actually, I liked how the little Monstars made an appearance in this film.
Oh, nice.
It was fun. And they did, like, they recycled some jokes from the first one, but it was awesome because it's been so long that, like, you're like, oh, that was great. Like my favorite part, and I don't know if this is a spoiler, but, like a special cameo where, like, oh, man, it's, like, he's back from the original, and they're like, oh, it's not. I'm sure you can probably guess, but it cracked.
Bill Murray.
Oh, dude, I was so hoping for Bill Murray to be in this.
Wayne Knight.
No, not that one either.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, who made it?
Larry Bird.
No.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay, we're done guessing.
Oh.
Michael B. Jordan.
Maybe. But that was fun.
That was a fun guessing game.
Yes.
And we're all wrong.
sorry. The parts that I thought I wasn't gonna like, I really liked the animation. And the overall story, actually, kind of, I really enjoyed. I liked this whole dynamic with LeBron James and, like, his family and, like, trying to, like...
What do you mean dynamic? He didn't give a fuck about his family.
But that was the whole thing, is that, like, he was...
He's like, your son, you video games are worthless. You need to play basketball.
He was trying to implement...
Basketball is life.
Yes, exactly. That's what he was trying to do, and, like, there was nothing but basketball, and it's work. And his kids, well, one kid, didn't want to do that and also wanted to have fun. And so it kind of taught him, like, no, you got to let them be them. And he learns that. I'm talking way too much about this. But overall.
Maybe it should have been your review.
Overall, I enjoyed it. And I think, again, this is a lazy, like, I watched this in the morning with my stepdaughter. And, like it was just the perfect, it was fine. It was fun for her. It was fun for me. So
I bet you had more fun than her.
Probably a little bit because I I saw through, like, there's a lot of references, like, with DC. Like, I loved how they went through the whole, like, WB, like, film vault, basically, and just went through these, like, different, like, worlds that were, like, built inside of a server.
Yeah, but they did it half-assed. Like, I didn't see Val Kilmer as Batman.
No, and they went to the animated side, which I think was smarter to do. Like, it made more sense on the animated side.
The live-action ones weren't real actors.
Oh, okay. God.
Ryan, what do you recommend?
Not your movie.
I know. That's because I picked it.
Oh, what am I watching lately?
Jeez. Prisoners of Ghost.
Yeah.
That's what I've been watching. I had to watch it multiple freaking times.
I recommend the third time out of the five.
I watch movies in segments. I've been watching Squid Games. I know I recommended that, though.
It's good, mm-hmm. right?
It's good. It's, you know, I don't know if I can recommend it yet. I mean, yes, I can because it's captivated me. I've been able to sit back and focus on them. I recommend that I watch more media. So fucking busy. I don't even know what the hell I've been watching lately.
All right. Recommendation for Ryan himself.
Consume more television.
You know what you're supposed to go do?
Listen to this podcast and follow us on YouTube.
Yes, but you're supposed to... Personally, you're supposed to go and watch Candyman.
Candyman, that's what I got to do. I got to hand out candy.
I recommend Candyman for you. Candyman. Which I need to do myself. Thank you, everyone, for listening and watching if you're seeing us on YouTube. Are you guys going to be here next week?
Depends if I get tickets to go see Thrice.
So, nope.
I recommend Thrice. I'm going to Thrice again.
See, this is what you did. This is what you did.
Maybe you'll hear us in a week. Maybe you won't. It'll be a surprise. Thank you. Goodbye.
Be sure to visit bmoviesbeyond.com.